Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is a program where we talk about the Akashic Records and what we can do with the Akashic Records and what they are and how you can use them. And we also talk about how they can benefit you in your life right now. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. But more importantly, they are the life path strategy of your soul. Last week, I had lost a friend, a very dear friend of our family that my son and I, we had known since my son was in first grade. And he was a young man who was 30 years old, and he died by catching a stray bullet that was not even meant for him. It was just one of those quote-unquote freak accidents. As we all know, there are no accidents. And on the show last week, what I did is I made a call. So I said, all right, anyone who has a message that can comfort, anyone, if there's any mediums out there that are able to connect with Damon Mumphrey, we would very much like to hear from them. That's the young man's name. His name is Damon Mumford. And what I would like to, I'd still put that that request out. But one of the things that happened last week is, and I got this message in an email after I was off the air, was from one of my students that had actually written this, had gone into the records to comfort a friend of hers who had lost some animals during the fires in San Diego. And so she emailed it to me. And what I'd also like to share with you is that I would love to hear from you tonight if you'd like to call in, any questions that you have, any comments that you have. If the lines are busy, or if you just prefer just to email your comments or questions, you certainly can do that. And the email address would be info@akashicwisdom, that's akashicwisdom.com. And the numbers you would call in tonight to make comments would be in the U.S. 877-876-5227. And in Canada, you would call us from 888-815-9756. And if you're out of the country, our country code is 01, or you can just dial direct, and our area code is 530-876-3222. So those are the telephone numbers to call in for tonight's show. And so what I'd like to do is that, first of all, I'd like to thank Sherry very much. Sherry lives in Arizona and is a wonderful student of the Akasha. I was proud to have her in my level one class. And what I'm about to read to you is just an example of the depth of information you can receive when you open your own Akashic Records. And so her email to me was to give condolences for the friends that we lost, because we lost another friend last week as well, Wilbert Fuller. And what she said is, I want to share with you a message that came to me from the records for a friend who lost their animals in the fires in San Diego. It's such a beautiful message, I felt compelled to share it with you tonight. And so when we work in the records, we always ask questions, because the questions get us to the right area of the records. And so what Sherry did the question she used was, what can I say to comfort my friends at this time of loss? And the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones gave her this. Grief is one of the most difficult human emotions, and indeed it can eclipse joy. Being aware of the fact that dark times are only temporary is important to moving through the difficult times. Allow the grief to be an opportunity to grow, because all darkness is only a stepping stone toward light. Did you ever notice that when you walk into the light, from a dark place. The light is so much brighter, almost blinding. It isn't really brighter. It's your perception that's changed. So it is with grief. It gives you new perception of joy and gratitude. You look around and you see things that you had taken for granted and are filled with gratefulness. Filled with gratefulness. For it's as if seeing them as if they were new. Allow grief to walk with you and know that it is a friend, cloaked in darkness, but with the ability to lead you to the light. Tears will come. See them as the rain that falls. Rain may cancel your plans, but it brings nourishment and sustenance to the earth. In the spring, there will be flowers. When grief washes over you, do not shout, "Why me?" Because grief has no discrimination. It is simply what it is. And no one goes through life without meeting grief on the path. When you meet it, walk with it for a while and learn what it teaches. While it is cloaked in darkness, it teaches only light. And while it makes you feel weak, it's the gift. Its gift is strength. Grieve for a while, and then rejoice in the morning light and the spring flowers. To everything there is a season, a purpose for everything under heaven. We are complete. And so it's with that beautiful, beautiful message that we start our program out today and encourage you to call in, whether it's that you have a question or an inspirational comment, or if you are in need of comfort, this is the program, this is the time to call. I'm here, I'm listening, and my heart is open, and the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha are ready, willing, and able to help you create your gift and bring you from darkness into light. I'd like to share with you a little story that it shows you how wonderful spirit is. Now, I flat out want to tell you I'm not a medium. That's the reason I was calling, or I was asking for people to come forward who are mediums, because the Akashic Record energy is not medium energy. So I don't regularly receive information or transmissions from those who have gone beyond, I don't see dead people, as they say. I don't really communicate with them. Not that I wouldn't like to. That's just not the energy I work in. The Akashic Records, the energy source, is the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. But every now and then, you know, there's something wonderful that happens. So last week, as I mentioned, when my son told me that Damon had passed, I could have sworn that I heard his voice, you know, talking to me. And for those of you who have ever experienced any type of phenomenon like that, at first you say, no, this is impossible. And so I listened, and his comment was, "Miss Fox, hey, tell him I'm okay. Tell him it's okay. Tell him I'm okay." And I'm thinking, okay, I'm making this up, you know, I'm making this up. But I could hear his voice, the quality of his voice, and quite frankly, I hadn't actually been in contact, I hadn't seen the young man for quite a few months before his death. And so I heard this voice, and I just, you know, it was unmistakably his. So I mentioned that to my son, and my son was still too close to it to really hear it. And his funeral, Damon's funeral, was Saturday. It was yesterday. And what happened with his death, because it was in a part of town that they're trying to build up, and this was what they call a freak accident, etc. It's been all over the papers and the newspaper, and on television about, you know, this accident, this him catching this bullet. Anyway, so the funeral itself was going to be big because he touched a lot of hearts and he touched a lot of people in his life. They had a vigil at the place where he got shot, and and there was hundreds of people there, and then they did a fundraiser for the family and at a little tavern, and there were, all of his friends were there. And what my son said is, as he's walking through this tavern, listening to stories of all these different people who knew Damon, he touched so many hearts and so many people. They all had the same thing to say about him, that he was a wonderful guy, really had the zest for life, was really excited about being alive, and that he really was committed to really loving everyone and really loving people, and that he had really found his God within. And it was very interesting comments, you know. And again, this young man was 30 years old. So in planning to go to the funeral, my son said, "Mom, you're going to have to get there early because it's going to be really crowded." And where the church is, where he was being this ceremony was going to be in the church, it's one of the largest black congregations, I think, in the state of Ohio. Clearly, in the regional area of the Cleveland regional area, and it holds a lot of people. And Damon was African American, and so he said, "You've got to be there early to get a space, because you know it's just like, so you don't have to walk too far." And if you guys have been keeping up with the news, you know that it's been kind of cold around here in Cleveland, Ohio, and snowy. So, but being things the way things happen, I didn't start out as early as I wanted to, and I was on my way, clearly on time for the funeral, and I'm on my way there, and I'm saying to myself, "Darn, you know, I'm kind of beating myself up." I'm sure that you've experience this yourself. I'm beating myself up, saying, "Darn, you should have started earlier. Got up early. Why didn't you do that?" And I was just kind of going into my own negative spin, you know. And all of a sudden, I hear Damon's voice say, "Don't worry, Miss Fox. I'll set you up." And I could feel it. It was a feeling. And so I got to the church, and I looked, and again, large. Just loaded with cars. There were actually two parking lots that were totally full. Street parking opposite the church, up and down, were all taken. So I kind of drove down to another parking place, and that was full. Turned around, and as I'm turning around, I'm coming up literally right in front of the church, on the street, right in front of the church's door. And there's a spot. I mean, there's a parking spot. I mean, there's a car in front. That was in front of a fire hydrant, within legal range, and there was a car. Then there was a space, and then there was another car behind it. And I'm looking all over for signs, thinking, "Is this possible?" So I went ahead and I parked there. I get out, and there's a sheriff, and I said, "Hey, it's okay if I park here?" And he said, "No problem." And don't you know, Damon set me up. You know, I'm real good at manifesting parking places. Okay, but when he said that, and then I got confirmed for me, it was just a pleasure. And all along, I had been getting messages from him about tell him I'm okay, and tell him that there's a reason and purpose for this, and tell him that I want everybody to really look at their life. And all these were messages that I had been getting this whole past week. And I get into the church, and there were so many people there. The line to view the body was out the door, okay, down the block. And I was able to move into that line, and my other kids were actually there early, saving me a seat. So, and they were at the back of the church, and I finally got into them and sat down. And there had to be well over 500 people at this service. And this was a testament to this young man and who he was. Now, what was the service about? Well, it was about inspiration. It was about looking at life and looking at our time here on planet Earth as a fleeting time, that it's time for us to really look at who we are and be grateful for who we are, and to take a situation like this or a circumstance like this and take a negative and turn it into a positive. And to take a look at the gift of this event. And to look at the life of this young man and say, he did not live in vain, but he has inspired everyone from the time that he was alive, including in his death. And so there were folks that spoke about him. It was his best friend, his brother, and then his uncle. And that was the message from these young people and even the older gentlemen. That was their message. That was what had been transmuted, if you will, to them, that had been downloaded into when they thought about, what shall I say about Damon? That's what was translated. And so I talked to you tonight and want to just share with you how important it is that we continue to be present in our life. And we need to remember that we are the source of our world. And what I mean by that is that we are the source of our world in the fact that we create our own personal feelings that extend out, that create a reality. Now, I'm sure that that's not news to a lot of you. How to do it might be a little bit difficult, or challenging. But that concept's not a new concept. But what you need to understand is that right now, today, you have an opportunity, a very, very important opportunity. And that opportunity is to say that I will no longer be controlled by my past. Because you've got a new year coming up, brand new year coming up for you. And if you continue to be your past, you cannot create possibility for the future. You cannot move forward into accepting or being in the possibility of all that you are or all that you could be. And so it's very important that you consider and make a list around the things that you would love to accomplish for this year. And one of the ways that I would like to suggest that you do that is to just begin to make a list of all the things that you would like to accomplish from this point forward. And don't limit it to this year. Just write down a list of the things that you would like to see happen in your life. And then once you feel that your list is totally and completely complete, then you can go back to the list and itemize or move over that list to see which one you want to prioritize it, to see which ones you want to come first. The reason that's important is you want to enter in to a stream of consciousness that allows you to expand yourself to the possibilities of who you are. And by making the list of all the things that you would like to accomplish, it frees that information from your body. Now, I want to also really encourage you to embrace the monkey mind that tells you you can't, no matter what it is that you write down. I want you to embrace that little monkey mind and say, thanks for noticing. Thanks for sharing. And wrap that little monkey mind, if you will. I can imagine of wrapping that into with the gauze of light, the light that is there in love, and ask an angel to come and embrace that little mind that's that negative part of you that's telling you can't. Just allow it to be loved and send it back to be transmuted. In other words, don't fight what you're writing down. Don't edit what you're writing down. Just write it down. And don't worry about the comments. Just allow that list to come forward. And so as you're writing this list, again, think outside of the box. If you'd like to have $50 million, write it down. If you'd like to be able to be a famous artist, write it down. If you'd like to think or travel worldwide, write it down. If you want to be a famous author or just be able to write a book, write it down. This is your time to embrace who you are, to embrace your dreams, to live your dreams, to think outside the box, to reach for the stars. This is your opportunity. This day, this week, and between now and the end of this physical year, I want you to be able to write down everything that occurs to you that you would like to see in your life. A new home, new furniture, a new car, health, excellent optimum health, a wonderful relationship, healing relationships, a great job, a fulfilling job, going back to school, getting your degree, having a radio show, taking acting lessons. It doesn't make any difference. Just think outside the box of all the things that you want. And as you think outside of the box of all the things you want, just get them out of your body. And then go through that list and start prioritizing. And separate all those things into three different lists, if you will. One for have to have, that would be the A list. B would be nice to have, and C would be can live without but would like to see. In other words, like there's urgency to one. There's I know I can create it. There's these all, so just separate the lists. You know, it's like A, B, C list, if you will. And the A list, what you want to do with the A list is then take 10 or 20 things and prioritize them as the most important events or situations you would like to see in your life. Just move into prioritizing how that works for you. So, for example, the way to prioritize it is that if you could have only one situation come forward and happen, which one would it be? And start listing it like that and keep refining it until you get your list of 5 or 10 things that are must-haves for this year. Not in your lifetime, just for this year. And so the other ones, all you want to do is you don't want to eliminate those dreams. You don't want to eliminate any of those ideas or situations or goals, if you will. But those will come, you'll work on those maybe next year or in the middle of the year. But once you get your 5 or 10 things that you really know in your heart that you really want to accomplish, once you get those 5 to 10 things, then you're going to begin to understand the direction of your life for this year. And those things, what I'm going to recommend you do is after you've made that list, I want you either to call or email me and give me your list, and I will help you create. Now listen to this offer here. I'm not charging for this. This is a service. It's my gift. It's my holiday gift to those who are listening right now. Make your list, and I will work with you personally to help you create an action plan on how to get what you want, how you can step into your greatness for the new year. So for those people who are listening, I want you to email me your list January 1st or that week. And we will work together. I will give me your contact information, and I will call you, and we will set up an appointment. And again, I'm not charging for this. And we will work in the records to help you create an action plan on how you can create what you want. Because that's what I do for people. That's one of the ways you use the records, is to help people really get clear on what their passions are. Really get clear about what they truly want in their life. And as you're doing this, you may come up with things that you know are blocking you. You may get revelations about why you stopped yourself from doing certain things. Write them down. Absolutely write them down. Because when we work together, we're going to actually look at what is blocking you from moving in to creating what you want. Now, this offer extends to those who are listening to this program right now. And I can't wait to work with you. I can't wait to work with you because I know you. I know you have a spark of greatness. Have within you the ability to create wonderful, magnificent things for yourself and for the world. Because when you create and step into who you truly are and your fulfillment and your light and your love, when you step into it, you model that and step into, and others step into theirs. And so I encourage you to move into your greatness and to start listing what it is that you truly want to create. And if there's anyone out there that would like to discuss what things they would like to do, we can certainly discuss them right now. Action plans come after the first year, so you'll have to listen to those programs after the first year. Because you need to be able to allow this to just simmer, if you will. Simmer a little bit. So for those of you who would like to call in, please call tonight just to let's talk about what it is you want. If you need clarification or if you have a challenge that you want some insight into, the records are open. I'm willing to hear your question or challenge. So call. And if you're in the United States, you can call toll free at 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, you can dial 888-815-9756. Or if you'd like to dial direct into the BBS station, you would dial 530-876-3222. And so now here's where you're going to email. You can email questions tonight, or you can email me your list and your contact information so we can get together after January 1st. And you would email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. All right? Yes. So, oh, and by the way, hello. Hello there.
Hi.
We have a caller.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Susan, and I feel very sad about the way I treated someone over the years, and I'm having trouble letting go and moving on to create my plans.
Okay. So you're saying you felt bad about the way you treated someone, and so
over
you're
the
having
years, a... yeah, oh. Yeah. Just in reflection, within the past year, this has been coming on me.
Okay.
And I'm having trouble letting go because I need to make plans and, you know, and get back to my passions and my gifts, you know.
And so if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is the guilt and shame is
yes.
blocking you.
Yes.
Is the person still on the planet?
Yes.
Do you have a sense of why you treated them inappropriately?
As I didn't understand the situation sometimes, and I didn't understand them, and I was too locked up in myself, and I couldn't understand where they were coming from, and some of it was selfishness, some of it was immaturity. It was different. It was a history.
Okay. And have you asked them for their forgiveness yet?
I wrote them a letter last year, and basically I didn't really ask them forgiveness. It was more like a letter of explanation.
Okay.
So,
what kind of response did you get for that?
I didn't get a response back. So my sense is that they're angry at me.
They're what?
They're angry at me, and I need to let them go.
Yes.
It's not the time yet.
They may be angry. That's true. At the same time, is that you could also what's coming here, Susan, is that the letter that you need to write is to yourself.
Oh.
And you need to be able to really look at how your treatment of them is also reflected in your treatment of self.
Yes, self-love, yes.
And so the idea here is to write the letter, to write a letter of not only explanation, but of, it's a letter of apology to self. Because what's going on here now is that it would be important, if you could, to be able to write a second letter and just say, I just wanted to say, to ask for your forgiveness.
Well, it was probably a letter of apology, but there was some attitude in it. It wasn't, you know, it was the best I could do at the time. But
yes, but you can
really
do better
didn't.
Now.
Yeah, I could do better now, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, you've thought this through in a way that is really important. And the idea here is one of the things that's important is that once the awareness comes, that you are blocking you from stepping forward based on past actions,
right,
then it's time for you to be able to let yourself off the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other piece is, you need to know that you've done everything you could to be able to make amends with the person. And whether or not they accept it, they don't accept it, they get in touch, they say, I forgive you, has got nothing to do with it. It has to do with that you've done whatever you need to do to make you feel clear that you are complete.
Mm-hmm.
See, what's hanging out here is the incompleteness of the whole situation.
Yeah.
And the way that you tie up all those strings, if you will, is to write the second letter. Now, you may choose not to mail it.
No.
But you may but the idea here is to write the second letter to that person, and then also to write the letter to yourself.
Oh, so two letters.
Uh-huh. Because you've got to get this out of your body.
I know.
And then call that level complete and be done with it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Can I ask where you live? I mean, what city or state?
I live in Brooklyn.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad you called, and I hope you continue to listen.
Thank you.
Yes. And blessings to you. Because
thank
you're
you.
Truly, you know, it's really about stepping into your own personal greatness, Susan.
Yes, and that's the message that actually he would have wanted to give me years ago, and people around him, and he'd been wanting to give me that message for a long time himself, and I wouldn't accept that, and I wouldn't accept him.
And so notice that there was something within you that couldn't hear.
Yeah.
That can hear now.
Yeah, but he heard it for himself, though, so I'm happy that he was able to hear it for himself.
Yeah,
about
that's
himself,
right. That's
so
good.
I'm happy about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, blessings to you, and have a great new year, and call in again.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's wonderful. We thank Susan for calling in, and we encourage all of you to call in as well, to talk and let us know how you're feeling, and let me know how I can help you. the whole point of this program is service. And it's to help you understand you a little bit better. And I have to tell you that we all benefit from that. I learn more about me. All the listeners learn more about themselves because we are all in this together. And I'm sure that every one of us out there has had a situation very similar to Susan's where we possibly didn't treat someone the way we should have treated them. And if for some reason that you don't have that situation, I bet you any money that you have had the situation where you haven't treated yourself the way you know that you could have treated yourself.
Hello.
And so, hello.
My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
Detroit area.
Well, great. Welcome. How can I help you?
Well, I've been having a problem I've been struggling with for years, and I've gone to therapists, and I know the answer, but I can't figure out how to do it. And the crux, here it is. I work at a community mental health program with a lot of people, you know, a big caseload and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And,
are you a social worker?
Yeah.
Okay.
And things are getting tighter and tighter, so they're getting more and more strict about getting the paperwork done on time and everything. And but we don't pay enough, so we're always short-staffed. And I want to meet the needs of the people and get the paperwork done. And this week we have adoptive family program, and my supervisor wants me to review my 100 charts and write down 20 things of when they were due, when, if I've done them, you know, stuff like this. And I just know it's not possible. And even though I know it's not possible, I just get all tense and feel pressured about it. And I can't seem to, you know, just accept the fact that I can't do everything that they asked me to do.
And so does it also result in some procrastination?
Oh, no. I mean, like, I'm so... I don't have time to procrastinate.
Okay, so you've got to get it done, right?
I mean, it's just like I have, like, this week, you know, there's, like, maybe 15 adoptive families to get their gifts to them, 20 calls to answer just from last week. I have clients scheduled every 45 minutes, and she wants, and except for a day where I'm going to review all my charts and document what paperwork is due. And... So, no, I'm very, very busy, but it's just that I'm busy in a very tense way. And then I feel bad when I can't call everybody back, but I don't have time to call everybody back. Or the crisis come up, and I got to take care of the crisis, and then something, we got to head this off and take the screening. And I like to help people, but I don't like to wear myself thin, you know, down.
So you're feeling inadequate to complete your tasks, is that it?
It's not possible for anybody to complete because that's why we lose staff because nobody can do it and the pay isn't good and people can't handle the pressure. But the thing is, these people need people who are compassionate to work with them, and they feel bad because they're coming because they have emotional problems, and next thing you know, there's another therapist there and another therapist, another therapist. And I've been able to stay there longer than I think almost anybody has so far. And then the state has mandated us to do a new program called Parent Management Training from Oregon, which is a fantastic program, but it's going to take a huge chunk of our time. So that will be devoted to two families of special training, videotaping, critique. But what about my other 98 families?
Yeah.
And... So
what would have to happen for you to feel comfortable knowing that you can't get it all done?
Well, I think that what bothers me the most is that there's disapproval from the supervisors, and there's something called now, they call it PUP, and they've written us up because all the staff up because we can't meet their expectations. And if they could, where I used to work, of course, things were easier then because, you know, the funding wasn't so bad, but they used to say, do the best you can. And, you know, we understand you can't do it all. But at this job, they're saying, you have to do it all or we will write you off and we will get rid of you. And everybody knows it's not possible, and I have, as politely and thoughtfully as possible, stated reasons why it's not possible. And they say, okay, well, we don't agree with you.
Right, but now, what's important here, Suzanne, is for you to get clear as to, in other words, like, there is an underlying, there's an underlying core issue.
Yeah.
That this is tapping into. It's triggering. It's triggering a feeling of inadequacy that you have within you.
Right.
And there's something about approval that's very important to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know. I wish it wasn't so important.
Right. And so the best way that you can handle this is to really move into and have you ever done any inner child work?
Yeah, sure.
So you have to partner with that little kid inside of you,
uh-huh,
and really say and really know that you are doing the best you can with what you have.
Okay.
And really take a deep breath and know that the reality here is you're doing the best you can with what you have.
Uh-huh.
And you just have to keep repeating that to yourself.
Okay.
And because when you move into your own calmness, you actually become more productive.
Of course. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes I can't sleep at night, and then I end up calling in sick because I'm exhausted.
Well, sure. And so the idea here is for you to continue to ask, to tell yourself that you're doing the best you can with what you have.
And
if you say it, and there's a niggle in your mind that's saying it's not true, then that's what you have to look at and calm that piece that's saying that you're not doing your best.
Yeah, and the little kid is scared of the supervisor, mad for, you know,
right,
for me not doing it, but.
See, it's about mom and dad getting angry at you.
And another thing is, for me to meet their expectations, I have to harm my clients. I've had to clear my schedule so that I could check the paperwork, and I feel bad. I feel torn because I'm there to help the clients, and they're really suffering a lot. But I just have to do what they say.
Well, the idea here is it's really about balancing your time.
Yeah.
So that you feel good about who you are.
Yeah.
And so it's really about taking a look at how you can feel good about you on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And to prioritize your work based on not only what needs to get done, but also the higher goal is to help you feel good about you based on your work of service.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it's certainly, that's why I'm there, to get service.
That's right. And so the idea here is really about balancing your time and continuing to say to yourself that you're doing the best you can with what you have.
Okay. That's a good statement. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. All right. Well, I hope you continue listening. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right. And hope you have a wonderful new year.
And the same to you. And may I just ask quickly, I think my mind wandered a little bit because I would like to take advantage of your offer.
Oh, sure.
Was it five things for this year?
Well, the idea here is to write down everything you want, and then,
yeah, I got that part. Yeah.
Okay. And what you want to do is take between now and the first part, in like January 1st,
yeah,
and prioritize 5 or 10 things that you want to accomplish for 2008.
It is for that. Okay, next year. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Bye-bye.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Have a good evening. Good night. Bye-bye. And I hope you do take advantage of my offer. You know, we are all of service to each other, and we have to support each other in everything that we say and do and move into. And I so appreciate your listening, and I so appreciate your calling in. Just want to make a comment that I would like to give you my personal phone number. If you have any questions, or if you'd like to schedule a consultation, for an Akashic Record consultation, so you can go deeper. I do work on the telephone all over the world. So no matter where you live, it's available to you. And my personal phone number is 216-691-1233. And based these answers that you've heard me give to people, we go even deeper on a one-to-one consultation. So you can really understand what the deep core issues are on how you can move into your own personal greatness. I also like to mention that if you're going to be in the Cleveland area, January 5th, I think it's 4th and 5th, not 5th and 6th maybe, I have this in front of me, I'm going to be doing a Level 1 Akashic Records workshop here in Cleveland. It's the 5th and 6th of January. If you're in the Columbus area, I'm going to be doing a Level 1 in Columbus, Ohio, the 19th and 20th of January. And again, that was 5th and 6th of January for Cleveland, 19th and 20th for Columbus. And if you are also in Columbus area, if you live near the Phoenix Books, they're in downtown Columbus on North High, call me. I'll give you the address there. And that I'm going to be speaking there on Thursday evening, the 17th of January. And then we're going down to Louisville. I've been invited to Louisville by a lady that I met at the Universal Light Expo, and we're going to be doing a Level 1 in Louisville, Kentucky, on the 26th and 27th of January. So give me a call. Let me know if you're going to be in that area. I'd love to meet you or talk to you. Also, I'd like to share with you that Akashic Record Consultants International is the organization I belong to, and you can learn about the Akashic Records on that site, which is www.arc-akashicrecords.org, or you can go to my site, which is www.akashicwisdom.com. So you've got those. One more thing I do want to share with you is if you live in the Philadelphia area or anywhere in the world for that matter, I would like to turn you on to a wonderful, wonderful way of learning. It's called Lightspeed Learning, and that website is lightspeed-learning.com. I'm going to be attending the Philadelphia class, and that'll be on January 11th, 12th, and 13th. But I know that there's one coming up in Minnesota and all over the place. So go to Lightspeed Learning. That's lightspeed-learning.com for more information. Teaches you how to download a million words a minute of information, and I can't wait to do that. I know that you probably have a lot of books that you would like to be able to receive the information from, and that's one of the reasons I'm going to be taking that workshop too. In fact, Thomas Morton was on the show a few weeks ago. But getting back to what we were talking about, here are some things that I'd like to just kind of go over for the day, is that you have to stand in your own authenticity. You have to stand in your own integrity. And in order to love your life, you must be powerfully related to your reality. In other words, like, it's really about telling yourself the truth, not making stories up about how you think things are. And so, for example, telling Suzanne that she's doing the best she can with what she has is extremely important, because that is the truth. And if it's not the truth, then she knows how to adjust it so it becomes the truth. And for Susan, telling herself the truth about, I know that this situation has blocked me. What situation in your life is creating guilt, shame, or blocking you from moving into your greatness, moving into your power? What situations are pulling your energy away from your life? What situations are pulling your focus away from your purpose? And, or what people? How are you allowing people to pull your focus? And so it's these kinds of questions that as we come up to the new year, it's going to be real important that you start listening to, or you start journaling out. You know, it's snowy outside, and so I understand that walking in the snow might be a little chilly. But it doesn't mean you can't drive to a beautiful place in nature and just look out onto nature. Bring your journal with you and write down your thoughts. Write down your fears. Write down your joys. Write down the things you're thankful for. Because that's what this life is all about. One of the things of our ultimate purpose here on planet Earth as humans is for us to really, really acknowledge our own divinity and to really move into the light that we are. Very important. And it's important that you know how important you are. This is not about hanging your head and walking with your head between your shoulders looking down. It's about walking this week with your head held high, shoulders back, stomach in. Really keep that posture up and proud. And keep the mantra that was given to Suzanne. I'm doing the best I can with what I have. And if it comes forward that you're not, take a look at that. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just become aware of it. You're the one you've been waiting for. You understand you better than anybody else. And please, please, do not allow anyone to take your power away this week, to tell you anything that would diminish you. Remember, you are too precious not to take care of you. Again, I'm going to say that you're too precious not to take care of you. So really know that. Really know that you deserve to be loved by yourself. You deserve to love yourself and teach other people how to love you. People treat you the way you have taught them to treat you. So if, in fact, you have situations in your life where people are not respectful, you need to look at how you have allowed that to be, not from a guilty point of view, but from an awareness point of view. That's what's important. Each one of you listening does a magnificent service by being on this planet. And the more light you generate, the more light you are willing to hold, and the more light you're willing to receive, and the more light you're willing to give, is what makes this planet a great place to be. For all its experiences and all the observations, I love this planet Earth. I love coming back. I love the challenges. I love the good days and the not-so-good days, because the not-so-good days give me a great comparison to how great the other days are. And so each day is a gift. Each second and each moment is a gift. Each fragrance and flavor is a gift. Each hug is a gift. Each sight of beauty is a gift. And so for this week, be the gift you've been waiting for yourself and others. And know that you have created the perfect life for where you are right now. And if you don't like it, take me up on my offer. Start your list today. I want you to know how much I really appreciate you. And I'm sending love to each and every one of you. I'm sending light to you. And I'm sending the knowing that you are divinely connected, and that each one of you has come to this planet for a reason and purpose. And for that, we are all eternally grateful. And so now it's time for me to close this wonderful program. And thank you, callers, for calling. Thank you, folks, for emailing. I haven't gotten any emails, but I probably will once the program's over. That's usually the way that goes. But I just want you to know, again, that you're honored, you're loved, and you're respected. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on December 16th, I think that's the date, 2007, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. And what I'd like to say is that for all of you out there, may your hearts be opened, your burdens be lifted, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Good night, everyone, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.